Good day. This is the Foreign Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Monday, November 16th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Monday morning, feeling pressure from all sides. Canola was down 1 to 2 cents with the January contract coming in at $469.30 per ton. The U.S. soy complex and the vegetable oil market were both lower, which weighed down the canola market. There are ideas Argentina will relax its export tax on soybeans, and that could result in large supplies being dumped onto the market. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Traders are reportedly making a run on safe havens like the U.S. dollar, which could favor canola. Most traders expect the next Statistics Canada crop survey to show a larger canola crop than previously reported. Dry weather is expected in South America, which should be bad for the soil moisture down there. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down 1 to 2 cents, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.53 a bushel. Favorable planting weather in Brazil was bearish for the market. Informa Economics raised its 2016 soybean acreage estimate to 85.3 million acres. That is up from last month's estimate, which was just 83.9. The prospect of vastly cheaper Argentinian soybeans flooding the market continues to help weigh the market down. Corn was a cent higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.59 a bushel. Chart-based buying helped give the market a boost this morning. Still, prices may have to head lower for a rally to occur. Informa Economics cut its 2016 corn acreage estimate to 90.1 million acres. That is down from last month's estimate, which was 90.8. China's vast corn stockpile is also clouding the market. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the March contract sitting at $4.94 a bushel. The outlook for the U.S. crop has improved thanks to rain in the U.S. southern plains, and more rain is forecast to fall in dry areas around Kansas, too. Meantime, dry weather in Australia is helping the crop down under. Informa Economics estimates U.S. 2016 winter wheat acreage is 38.7 million acres. That is down from 39.5 million in 2015. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 16th in Winnipeg. For Foreign Market News, I'm Dave Sims.